Okay. See after the Shemaya. Doing my Beis Kislev. 24 days until Hanukkah. You already feel it in the air. If you don't feel it in there, then something very wrong with you. So, these are the best days of the year. The sweetest days of the year after, you know, it's a long run since Cheshvan, since Tishrei. But already you come to Kislev, and there's such a sweetness about Kislev. So, just a quick hashkafa machshava, something to mechazik us to know what that, you know, Chanukah. So I'm saying Chanukah really starts from Aleph Kislev, right? It's when the Or starts. So we know today was Rosh Chodesh. The question is, what's unique about Rosh Chodesh Kislev? I'd say over other Rosh Chodesh of the year. Right, what's bedafka Rosh Chodesh Kislev? What's sheiches of Rosh Chodesh Kislev dafka with Chanukah? So we know that one of them, you know, that the Yevanim were gozer on three things against Klal Yisrael. There's a remez to it in next week's parsha that it says Yaakov sends malachim. And Rashi says malachim mamish. Right? So I heard from Judah Michelle is that mamish is Rashi Tevos moed mila Shabbos. So the Yevanim decreed they were gozer on three things that Klal Yisrael wasn't allowed to do. Moed is Rosh Chodesh, mila is Bris Mila, and Shabbos. So the question a person has to ask is that, you know, just to give you guys an example, I was speaking to a couple of guys I learned with last week, and I said to them, like, you know, they're getting very excited about Thanksgiving. I said to them, we don't realize how messed up Thanksgiving is. I'm like, what do you mean? It's such a beautiful holiday. I was like, when's the last time you had a suit on Rosh Chodesh? Like, I don't know, why would we have a Rosh Chodesh suit? I said, exactly. Like, are you, to us, Rosh Chodesh is just like, okay, it's a day. So, okay, I understand that there would be gozer on Shabbos Kodesh. I understand there would be gozer on Mila, right? Bris Mila is the sort of a Yid. But why Rosh Chodesh? What does Rosh Chodesh represent in Avodas Hashem for a Yid? Why make such a big asek of that?
It's Mila.
Mila, Moed, and Shabbos. That there were gozer on that Klal Yisrael were not allowed to do.
What?
At the time of the Yevanim. At the time of Hanukkah. Right? So, why that? So, if you look in Rosh Chodesh benching, right, in the Sefer, in my Siddur of Shabti, the Talmud Bashem Tov Kaddish, points out very interestingly. It's funny because every Rosh Chodesh this year I've been mechavin that, except for yesterday when they realized they didn't have anyone to have Musaf, so they asked me to have Musaf and didn't have my Siddur with me. So, if you look, what do we start saying Rosh Chodesh benching with? Say, Mish Asa Nisim Labosinu. So what are the tables of me, she'asa, nisim? Nun, shemen. So he says, when you say me, she'asa, nisim, mechavin, shemen. Why? So if I asked you, when you think of shemen, what do you think of? Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah is all about shemen, which we'll speak about maybe tomorrow night, to go into the depth of why shemen. So dafka, you see Rosh Chodesh has already a sheiches with shemen. Also, if you look on Rosh Chodesh, we say this, Rubenstein spoke about this last year. So we say this when we say Yalav Yavo. How do we finish Yalav Yavo? Say, Rosh Chodesh, Zeh Zarchin Shem V'Tva, Finir Baruchha, Shina Baruchayim, Tovim, Mishal, Tovim, Udvar Yishu Avrachim, Chus V'Chanin, Rachlin, Roshinu, Ki, Eilecha, Einenu. So what's the Sheikhs that we say on Rosh Chodesh B'Dafta, Ki, Eilecha, Einenu, that my eyes are to you? What's the Sheikhs of Dafka with Rosh Chodesh saying that I give my eyes to you? Right? If we know two things. One is that the whole Indian of Chanukah is a time of Shem and Mamish. But what's the Indian now of Ki Elecha Einenu? So we know the whole Metzis of Chanukah is also what? It's all about the Einayim. Like we say, Haneiros Halalu Kodeshim, V'ein Lan Roshos L'Ishtashpem Ela, Lir Osam Bilvad. Meaning what? You're not allowed to use the candles to read a sefer from. Candles are just there for us to look. We know from the Verdichever. Verdichever used to sit by his Neiros Chanukah for 7 hours straight, just looking at the candles. You know, today a person would mamish go out of his kelim. What do you mean? I have to sit? How do I sit? It's impossible to do that. I have to learn. Which, okay, is gishmak. But you realize how unstable we are that, like, you know, we start shaking when, like, oh my God, I'm with Hashem. No, I have to be in front of my sefer. We have to learn that, like, no, sometimes you have to sit and just, and realize you have einayim. To see. See, what am I seeing? Ki elecha einenu. The whole Matzias of Chanukah, it's all about focusing on a name.
What's your shader by the movie outside?
Yeah, it's mamish. It's zman of the einayim. It's looking at the neros. But what? So when I'm looking at the neros, right? When it comes to Chanukah, you know, it's very hard sometimes. Rav Nachman speaks about it a lot, and his bodhis. Sometimes you have nothing to say. He says that itself should be a tefillah enough. You should make a tefillah of that. That Hashem, I have nothing to say to you, and I live with you 24/7. And Hashem wants to hear a tefillah like that. That I have nothing to say. Give me words to say. So when I'm sitting by my neros Chanukah, what do I think about? You know what you think about? Think about the where have my eyes been? What do I use my eyes for? What do I see? What do I look at? What am I chashiv? What's important to me? Honakud is what is ki elecha yini. We say Hashem, my eyes are for you. That's it. Like we say, lasid lavo. Right? The tzaddikim are going to sit in a circle and they're going to see. They're going to see the shechina. Stare at the shechina. So what does that mean? What does that mean for us? It means that what you do with your eyes now is what you're going to see. Lasid lavo. And Ben Yishchai has a kavana. He says by Havdalah, he says Havdalah, you go up madrigos, right? You say four brachas in Havdalah. But the three brachas, first you say Yayin, which is the mouth. Then you say Besamim, which is the nose. And then you say Ner, which is the eyes. The eyes is the highest point, the highest mitzis. The Arnaim, if you think about it, just like this, yeah? If one little piece of dust gets on your finger, does it bother you? No. If one piece of dust gets on your foot, does it bother you? No. But if one little piece of sand gets in your eye, your whole matzias is totally messed up. Why? Because the eyes are the most precious thing. So the kavan is, when you're looking at your neighbor's Chanukah, what is it? It's keilech einenu. These eyes are for you. Like we say nishmas every Shabbos. V'cho'ayin l'cha tetzapeh. It's longing for you, Bar Yolam. To see you. To see Kiddush in this world. To give you my eyes, mamish. To give your name to Hashem. So if sure, in the Or Gedaliah, Gedaliah short, points out very nicely. He says, what's the whole metzias? First he says, you have to go to the shorish. In the Chassidus, the whole nekudah of Chassidus is always going back to the shorish of everything. So what's the shorish of Yavan? So he brings down is that Yefes had a son called Yavan. So the Yavan ben Yefes. You know Yefes, right? Shem and Yefes. So what does it say about Yefes? It says, Yafta Elokim li Yefes. He had a lot of Yofi. And Yavan comes from there. So he points out, hold on a second. Shem and Yefes both did the mitzvah together. What's the difference between the two? No. It's that Shem. If you look at the pasuk, it says Vayikach. Right? It's a Lashon singular. It's not a plural Lashon. Why? It's because only Shem had the Kavanah to do it. Yefes just said, okay, I'll do it also. But Shem was Mechavi. He had Kavanah. He had Chiyas on what he was doing. So the whole Matzias of what's Yefes? It's all about the Chitonius. So Yofi, Yavan represents Yofi. And Yavan is also just Noi, which is beauty. Right? Is that what's there in Akuda? Yavan comes to you and says, Rabid, look at the beauty of Yavan. You know where the Olympics come from? Come from Yavan. You know everything we have in like the world, all the beauty of the world? Right? The beauty of Yavan, that's what it's associated with. Yofi of Yavan. Then what do they say to you? No, stop looking at Neros. Look at the beauty of what you have in the world of sports, in the world of food, in the world of the body. World of the goof. Everything in Tonius. That's what Yavan does. They pull your eye and say, no, stop looking over there. Bring your eyes over to me. To physical pleasures. That's what Yavan tries to do. He points out is that one of the things that Yavan did to us during that time is that there were gozer on us. It says, Kisvu lachem al keren ashor. It says you have to take a piece of paper, put it on the horn of an ox, and in it she'en lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. It says right on the keren of a on an ox that you have nothing to do with elokei Yisrael. So the Or Gedaliah asks the question. He says, "Why bedafka on a shore? Why there? We spoke about it the other night. So why? He says because you know what they wanted to do. The Aron Tiram is remember what you did one time with this type of animal. It's called cheda egel. Says what was the kuda again? Yavan's very smart." You know, they're brilliant people. You know, they're big philosophers. So what was the kavanah in doing that to Ma'or Chet Egel? They said, remember what you chose with Chet Egel? Why did you do that? Because you thought you needed a middleman. Why? Because you didn't believe that Hashem had Ashkacha Pratis on you. They say, you know what? And that still exists. That what? Hashem doesn't have Ashkacha Pratis on you. Something called the Ayin Ha'elyon. Right? Hinei lo yonav lo yishan shome Yisrael. Right? They said what? There's no more Ayin Ha'elyon. Write it on the chelik of the shore. That what? That there's no inayim. There's no ashkacha pratis anymore. Stop here, avoda. I'll tell you one Indian, in case you ever wondered why Hasidim, I'm very makat to eat fish on Shabbos. Right? It's because fish have what's called the ena pekicha. They don't have eyelids. Right? They don't blink. So they eat that at dafka by shalosh is also a big Indian. to do that, to have kavana for it. It's called the Zman of Shal Shos, is called the Ayin HaElyon. So you fish then to ma'or that there's always an Ayin HaElyon watching me, everything I do. That Ashkacha Pratis, mamish, everywhere. But Yavon's whole Nakuda is what? There's no Ashkacha Pratis. The world's run on Teva. Their whole Matias, everything's about Teva. And so what? There's nothing good. There's nothing above. Kayla, don't put your eyes up. Put your eyes back down. That's exactly what they say. That there's no Ashkacha Pratis b'chlal. So what's the Indian Rosh Chodesh? Right? To us, Rosh Chodesh Stam. Dafka b'kislev, you could say. What's the Matias of a Rosh Chodesh? Because to us, it's just a light day. It's just like, hey, it's a regular day. Obviously, whoever davened us in the morning, so it's not a regular day. Halal's not a regular thing. Rosh Chodesh Shoot is not a regular thing. If you go to the Shoresh of all mitzvahs, the first mitzvahs we have, like Yeshua just said, is what? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. The first mitzvah we have for anything else. The first mitzvah we're commanded to do is what? Is Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why Dafka there? So the Orgadaya brings that, and the other Sarim bring that also. A lot of tzaddikim say this. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. So what does that mean? That HaChodesh HaZeh, which represents the Zman of HaChodesh, Lachem, belongs to you. Meaning what? That you're in charge of Zman. That you're Lamalim in Zman. You're above Teva. That's exactly where Rosh Chodesh comes to Mechazik. To remind you what? You just think you fell under Teva, it was a long month. Mechadish again, that what? It's yours. If you want it, it's all yours. That's why Lachem, Sfarim point out, Lachem also says Melech. That you're a Melech over the Zman. You're in charge of the Zman. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Alright? That the Chodesh belongs to you. MSB also, that Safi Teva's HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem is Safi Teva's Moshe. I don't know what to do with that right now, but maybe we'll come back to that. That what? That we're in control of the Zman. That's why if you look, it's Pasuk in Koheles, right? Shlomo Melech says, at the very beginning of Koheles, says, Ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. That underneath the sun, which means in this world, there's no chadash. Meaning what? Everything's just run on Teva. Like the Greek shita is, like the Ramchal says, the Greeks hold that, yes, Hashem created the world. But you know what he did? He pressed the autopilot, and now Hashem's just chilling. And now it's just running. There's no Hashkacha Pratis B'chlal. Like he says, Ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. So there's nothing new. So you hear that, and you're like, so what's the point? Why am I rebbeing telling me, you know, mechazik, mechadish. It says straight up, there's no chiddish. So Sfasem says something, mamish kivadig, this was a life changer. He says, Ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. He says, what does that mean, tachas ha-shemesh? He says, yes, if you choose to live tachas ha-shemesh, there's no chadash. But your job is to live above the shemesh. To go lamalim in a teva. To live above the shemesh. Then what? That's Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh is alachem, to go above what's teva. That a Jew shaykh to being lamalim in a teva.
Which pasuk is that?
Wait. Ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. It's at the beginning of Koheles. That the whole metzias of Rosh Chodesh is what? All about going lamalim in a teva. Being above what you think is nature. And I'll tell you something I thought last year by the Nerus. You know, the sweetest time for me of the year is sitting just in front of the nearest Hanukkah and just me having a notebook, writing down thoughts, writing down tshuva that I wish I could do, writing down feelings. And you just feel like this is emes, this is real, you know? So I thought, what does it mean, l'malam in a teva? So if I asked you, what's l'malam in a teva? So you would tell me, oh, like Rav Matl Zilber, l'malam in a teva. Rav Yeshua Rubinstein, l'malam in a teva. You know, the Amshin of Revi, l'malam in a teva. Rav Nemetzal, that's l'malam in a teva. So, what do we hear when we hear that? That's not me, so that's not my sheikhs. L'mal teva is that what? You have a teva, and you have a teva, and you have a teva, and I have a teva. It's going above your teva. Let's say your teva is to sleep 6 hours a night, right? Or 8 hours a night. So you know what's l'mal teva? Sleeping 7 hours and 59 minutes. That's l'mal teva. That living above what you think is your kochos. Because your kochos are so much higher than whatever you could think of. That's a whole metzias of Rosh Chodesh. To mechazik us in what? In being l'malam in Zman. And if there's one time of the year that represents this whole metzias of l'malam in Zman, it's like the Maharal says. He says that this world, the number in this world represents 7. Right? 7. But 8 represents l'malam in Teva. He says that's the whole metzias of Chanukah. Chanukah is 8. Why it represent? That it's l'malam in Teva. That's why Chanukah is shaykh to the Olam HaBina. Right? We say, Yevanim nikbetu alai, azay mech hashmanim.
Who said 7? Who said the world is 7?
Yeah, the world is run on 7 days.
Who said that?
Right? Who said that?
Oh,
the Maharal. Maral of Prague. He says that 7 and 8 Lamamra Teva, right? So he's like this. Yivanim nikbetu alai, azai mi chashmanim, ufartu chomas minglai, timu kashmanim, umino sakakanim, nasni sasroshanim, bine bina. Wasn't it bine bina? Because just to talk about the spheres for a second, we know the spheres, right? Kesar chachma bina, chesagur teres netzachod yizor machas. So if you go from bottom up, machus, to yisod, to hod, to netzach, to teres, to gvura, to chesed, that's 7. What's 8? Bina. That the whole Metzias of Chanukah is called a time of Bina. It's called a time of Lumal Min HaTeva. Right? You're holding above this world. That's the whole Metzias of it. Is what? And that's when you look at the candles, what are you looking at? Keilech Einenu. I'm lifting my eyes up to see higher. So what's this Nakuda of lifting your eyes up? Straight up, what Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. In Parshat Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vashem Amar Al Avram, Achrei Hipare Lot Meimo, Sa Na Einecha, Ur Eimen Amakam Asher Ata Sham, Tzafon Av Anegvav, Kein Mal Yivam Vayama. What do you tell him? Sa Na Einecha. Lift up your eyes and see what you have in front of you. Lift them up. See how gevaldig this is. See what I am. Lifting my eyes, this just means lift my eyes up in the air. It means lift up my ayin ha'elyon, lift up my pnimiyistik eyes. Lift up my own machshava. Lift up who I think I am. What, that I'm so much higher, whatever I think I am. To never choose to limit yourself. So listen to this. It says, Acharei yipari lot me'imo, sa na inecha. So what are the Rosh Tevos of me'imo, sa na?
Acharei yipari lot me'imo.
And then it says, me'imo, sa na. Mem, shin, nun. Let's spell. Shemin. The whole Matthias of Shemin is what's supposed to remind me, Golamal Rateva. That's why Hashemin, it's called Hashemin. If you mix around the osios Hashemin, what do you get? Shmona. Which is 8. It's the Malam Rateva. Neshama. Mishnah. The whole Matthias of it is what's Chanukah? It's supposed to remind me that you're a Neshama. You're Shaykh to Shmona. Olma Shmini, Olma Bina. Right? That's who we are. We have to realize that that's our Matthias. This is what we're connected to. Sa na inecha. Rosh Tevos Shemin. Because the Zman of Shemin, which is Chanukah, is time to lift up your eyes. If you look into Tehillim, right? It's a parak that we could all say by heart that we all know, but we probably never think about it. Shir lamalos. Know what's the next words? Esa einai elaharim. Lift up your eyes. Lift them up. The Svarim say, what does it mean, elaharim? So if you look, Rav Nachman speaks about this in the Kutta Maran, Lam and Ches, says that the Avos are called Harim. They're called Hars. Right? The Avinu is called Har. Right? He says they're called Harim. Meaning what? Esa einai ela harim. Lift up your eyes to know where you come from. Avram, B'nai Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. That's who you are. Say it 3 times a day, but we never think about it. Now what? You're a Ben Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Mamish. You're Lamala Minateva. That's a whole Matzias of a Yid. This is what the Sforno says on this pasuk. So like this. Shila malos esainai el aharim. Hine, begalus, when we're in galus, haisi no seinai el malchea umos, beis tzara lasur. Says, when we're in galus, what do? We lift up our eyes to who? To the president, to the king, to the prime minister. You know, we have big rallies to all, big rallies to go to Washington, which isn't, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but sometimes what happens, our whole amuna becomes in a president of the United States of America. Harlem Muna becomes in, I don't even know what they have in England. Well, it's, I don't know, whatever. You know? Yeah, right? But what are we doing? So that's when we're in Gullis. And when we say, Ma'ai Nevo Ezri, the Malate. Who's going to save me? Pine Ezri, what's, ah, Me'im Hashem Bilvad. Only to Hashem. That's it. Osei Shemayim Va'aretz. Vazreni Gam Neged Hamarachas Hu Barachamav. That Osei Shemayim Aretz, when he created Shemayim and Aretz. What's Gematria Shemayim?
Shin
is 300. Mem is 40.
340, 380, 390.
390 is Gematria Shemayim. Shemayim also. Shemayim, Shemayim LaShem. Aretz, right? What does it say about a Malik? Tachas HaShemayim. They get anyone who's Tachas HaShemayim. But if you live in Shemayim, which is what? That Lamalam Rateva, that's Shemin right there. That's what it's being Ramas to you. To what? To live Lamalam Rateva. Choose to be above this world. Again, in this world, be above this world. Like Tzadikim live. Like Moshe Rabbein, like we said before. What do we say Moshe Rabbein was Rosh Tevos? Echodesh Zalachem. Moshe is called Isha Elohim. That what? He lived in this world, but he was godly. Why? Because he's known, I live l'mal ha'teva. It's a whole matzias of him. It's a matzias of a yid. So he's called Moshe Rabbeinu. He's our Rebbe. You learn from your Rebbe. You take from your Rebbe. Why? And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. What? To choose to live l'mal ha'teva. Esa eina el harim, to lift up my eyes. Whole matzias of Mashiach. Right? Mashiach ben David. If you look at it, how do you say oil in Aramaic? Mishcha. It's called oil. Lashon Mashiach. It's Gematria Mashiach. It's not Gematria Mashiach, sorry. But it's exact Lashon of Mashiach. Why? Because it's a whole Metzias of David Melech. The whole Metzias of him is what? He's one who, like it says in Tehillim, right? Matzasi David Avdi, B'shemen Kachi Mishachtev. He says, where do I find my servant David? B'shemen Kachi. I find David in Shemen. Why? What's the shaykh's David Melch of Shemen? Because he lives in Shemen. I mean, what? He lives in the Malam and Teva. So Matthias is what he's trying to do. He lives Rosh Chodesh. That's why you know we have, right? Each one of the, if I can find this in here, that'll be Givadi. Right? Each one of the tzaddikim. Wow, that's crazy. I just opened up to there. If I find this right now, Chavra, then we're in good shape. If I don't find it, then it's also okay. But, oh, look at this. Look at this. That's crazy. Masiyat Lishmaya. Everything's Siyat Lishmaya. It's crazy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where are we looking?
I'm not sure yet.
You can do it.
Yeah. But listen to this. Rosh Chodesh Shayech David HaMelech Lavasham. It says, Rosh Chodesh is the day of David HaMelech. Kimo Shana Rom B'Gemara. Shishalach Li Simana David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Why? Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov Shav David HaMelech. It says Rosh Chodesh is mamash it's the day of David Melech. Ki David Melech hayah Melech shel Klal Yisrael. He's the Melech of Klal Yisrael. U Melech libo lev kol am. And the lev of the Melech is the lev of the whole nation. Vaya nefesh hakolal shel Klal Yisrael. Vaya tamei bebichinas ani hayom yilaticha. He said David Melech lived by the pasuk ani hayom yilaticha, meaning what? Today is my birthday. He lived always in what? Being mechadish himself always. David Melech feels his chadshus all the time. It says again, Rosh Chodesh kosher in David Melech. And Rosh Chodesh is the Indian that's shayach to lasad lavo, which means Mashiach time. But you know what it works? That even what's going to be later on has a roshim now. It's shayach to now, present. He chased Adan, which is talking about Avram Avinu. Okay, he says different things here also. But what do we see from this? That the whole nekuda of Rosh Chodesh is who? It's David HaMelech today. Why? Because David HaMelech lived with his chadshus. Yeah? So I'll tell you guys an awesome remez I heard from your Matal Zilber. And you hear this and you'll convert to being a Yid again. So it says like this. So what's going on here? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh is 501 and Chodesh is 318. What do we get?
Yes, we get 819.
819. So Rosh Chodesh. We said Rosh Chodesh 4 is the day of David HaMelech. Why?
You said Chodesh is
318.
He's always Mechai himself. He's living by any Yom Ticha. Yeah? So Rosh Chodesh is Gematria 819. Is Gematria exactly David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Exactly. Why? Because that's a whole Metzias of David Melech. Whole Metzias of Mashiach is what? You want to be Shayach to Mashiach? It's living, it's trying to tap into being L'mal HaTeva. How do I live L'mal HaTeva? You know how? Keilecha Einenu. That my eyes are to Hashem. I long for Hashem. I'm longing to connect to Hashem. That's why we know, we're going to, again, tomorrow night also, Mirsim, we'll do this again. But we'll say again tomorrow night. The Metzias of Mashiach. Now what's the last, Chanukah is called the Sof Kol Hanisim. Why? Because that's what takes us to Mashiach. David Melech's time, Shayach Lasad Lavo. Like we said, that Rizal says. What's the second bracha we say in when we're lighting the candles? She'asa Nisan Lavasinu Bayam Mehem Bazman Hazeh. Is that or of Chanukah Bayam Mehem Bazman Hazeh Mamish? That or of Chanukah that was back then, that or of Lamal Teva. We think, okay, it was back then. No. It's now also. For who? For those who are holding by Kilech Einenu, that I want it. If I want it, then boom, it's mine. If I don't want it, I'm not going to be able to get it. So when you look into your Neiros Chanukah, know that what? You're looking to the Or of Mashiach. Like we said before, that the Or of Neiros Chanukah represents the Or of Ganus, which is the Or of Mashiach. Or of Lasad Lavo. A lot of Sheikhs of Eliyahu Navi and Chanukah. The whole nekuda is that what? Like the Bnei Sasser says something givadik. It says Chanukah is lashon of chinuch. Right, so what is chinuch? So what, in what? Yeah, it's givadik. It's kedar in that piece. Right. So what does chinuch mean? What is, if I say I'm doing chinuch to my son, I'm preparing him. So he says, what is Chanukah lashon of chinuch? You know what the Chanukah lashon of chinuch? It's being mechanech us to get ready to live with the Orb Mashiach. But what is it? It's also being preparing yourself to live with the Orb being lamalam reteva. To know that what Chanukah doesn't just come and go; it stays with me, and I bring it with me the whole way through. Kud is to realize that what the small things sometimes look very small. Says Rosh Chodesh, those are the biggest days. Like we say about Dav Melech, we said it today in Hallel. Even Masu Habonim Heis LaRosh Pina. It's talking about Dav Melech. He was the one who they thought was a nothing. Even Masu Habonim, they made fun of him. Heis LaRosh Pina. He goes to the top. That's exactly what it's about. Things that we think are small are really very big. So now you understand a little bit more as to why Yavan, who were smart. Okay, I get Mila, I get Shabbos. Why Rosh Chodesh? Because they knew that what? Rosh Chodesh l'malam netevan. That's exactly where they attack. To not fall into that gashmis of Yavan. To not fall into being obsessed with fantasy football. If, I don't know if we're holding by that. Right? Not be obsessed with these different sports. To know that what? Okay, it's not bad to watch it. But just to know that what?
They knew that we wanted to work.
The what?
They knew that we wanted to grow.
Exactly. They're smart. They know. But what? When they take away Rosh Chodesh, you know what they take away? They take away a yid. They take away the metzius of a yid. And that's the whole thing that we're trying to live with. To mechanech ourselves. To get ready to live with this aura of Mashiach. Siyat Shmaya, the coming of that day of David Melech Yisrael. Chai B'Kayim. We're going to dance to this Mikdash. Dav Melech Mashiach. Here Menu. Amen. Amen.